You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. This is Alex Mearns and I'm once again joined by Dom Betts. Also in the studio is a couple of fans, one from Birmingham, one from Ipswich, and we're going to be all discussing our teams. All our teams are in the Championship. This is going to be the Championship Roundup on The Football Hour. If you don't know what the Championship is, it's the league below the Premier League. It's almost forgotten about, but there's quite a lot of teams there. Do you know Leicester City? Well, they were playing in it a few years ago before they became champions, so it's quite an important league. And also, there's a lot of big clubs which got relegated from the Premier League in the Championship at the moment. Aston Villa, Norwich, Newcastle are added to the teams that are already there. Dom, you're a Fulham fan. You mention it on basically every single podcast, whether it's about Manchester United or Barcelona, there's something to do with Fulham. What are your chances for this season? Are you excited?
I'm optimistic, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Because we've had a good pre-season, which probably means we're going to be doing really, really bad.
You've sold all your best players.
We sold our best player.
Okay. Nick,
well, probably by the time this comes out, we've probably definitely sold him. But still for a profit, somehow.
So we're talking about Ross McCormack. You've also sold Dembele. That's a lot of goals at your team. Why are you optimistic?
Because we've pretty much won all our preseason games, but then we've had Matt Smith and Cordy Woodgerow up front. So I can't really see either of them getting 20 goals between them, let alone 20 goals each.
So last year, you finished 20th and you've taken all the goals out of your team. Are you going to go further than 20? How are you going to get above 20th with that?
I feel like last season, the season before, we were building the team around Ross McCormack.
Right.
And I feel like we've played in pre-season because we're playing as a team and not trying to focus ball into McCormack because you know he's going to score 20, 30 goals each season. But then you've got to look at even, we took away Dembele, so we've literally taken away literally all our goals from last season. I mean, Cordy Woodgerow, he's always shown promise, but he's never really had that ability in the Championship. I mean, he only scores against Rotherham. He doesn't really score against anyone else. I think he's got like 5 goals in his last 4 games against them. But I just have optimism because, I mean, we beat a decent Palace side on the weekend in a pre-season friendly. They were playing like likes of Townsend, Puncheon, Bolasie, Glenn Murray, and we still won 3-1. I mean, we made a few good signings this season. I mean, Floyd Ayite on the wing from Bastia in League One. We've signed Sonny Luko on a free from Holt, which I think is actually a decent transfer.
Yeah, that is a decent.
And
a
I think
player.
Now, if we play Tom Kearney at number 10 in behind the striker, I think that's where he's best, and he's actually a really, really good creative midfielder there. But I just don't see where the goals are coming from, to be honest.
Yeah? Can I get a prediction where you're going to finish?
I'm a bit optimistic and say 12th.
That is optimistic. If anyone doesn't know, Dom goes home and away to Fulham. You've got a few matches booked for the start of the season. Where are you most excited to go?
Barnsley.
He's the first person ever to say that. Also in the studio, we're joined by Callum, who's a Birmingham City fan. You finished 10th next year, which is a good spot to finish, really. What's your hopes and aspirations for this season?
I think maybe a playoff push if we have a good year, but being realistic, finishing in the top half of the table has got to be the aim.
Is it boring being a fan that you just know that you kind of know you're not going to be in the relegation zone? You're saying, I'm hoping for a playoff push, but you kind of know you've not signed a striker, you've not made any big signings. Do you know deep down that you're not going to make that push and it's just going to be another season of just mediocrity?
Are there any more dreams you want to crush?
This is the Championship. This is a hard league. It crushes dreams.
It does. But to be honest, being used to being in relegation battles, promotion battles over the past 10, 15 years, finishing mid-table 2 years in a row is a weird bit of stability. So I'm expecting something to happen this season, whether it is the playoff push I spoke about, or knowing Blues, more likely a relegation battle.
But I mean, there always is that one team that scrapes into the playoffs.
There is, yeah.
There was Ipswich 2 years ago. There was Sheffield Wednesday this season, or season just been. That there's always that one player spot that's up for grabs, because I mean, there's always favourites at the beginning, but then these teams drop off. I.e., we were one of the favourites to go up when we first came down, and what, we didn't win in the first month, although we did beat Birmingham. That was our first win.
Forgot about that one.
There's always that one surprise team who makes the playoffs, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I mean, it could be anyone out of Ipswich again, Birmingham, not Fulham. I mean, Derby, I would say they're one of the surprise teams because they just bottle anything. They literally have the ability to bottle anything. But as I said, there's literally always one spot that's available for any team to make the playoffs. And obviously, I mean, I don't know if Birmingham's made any good signings this season, have they?
We've made 2 signings this pre-season. Ryan Shotton, who was on loan, and Robert Tesher, who was on loan.
Deals permanent?
Yeah. Oh, and also James Vaughan. But, you know, let's forget about that.
So you haven't actually signed anyone new?
Yeah, absolutely no one. We're relying on Clayton Donaldson again.
But do you think you can make playoffs, though? Do you think you have the ability in your squad?
At the present moment, I think Robert Tesher and Clayton Donaldson are probably the two standout players. If they perform to the potential they can, and both of them avoid injury for the entire season, yes, we can.
Can I ask you all a question? In a couple of seasons' time, the championship is going to be, the teams are going to be reduced to 20. Do you think that is a good decision first? Because there is just too far of a gap between the bottom three and the top six. So you have a group of teams, all teams we seemingly support, teams like Wolves and Leeds,
Huddersfield,
and Fulham, Huddersfield, Birmingham,
Blackburn, that list could go on.
The end of the season comes, they know they're not getting relegated, they know they're not getting promoted, and it's just a flat end to the season for them type of teams. Are we all happy that it's been reduced?
Totally happy. I think fixture congestion is a big thing as well. You look at the Premier League, obviously a lot of the teams in there have a lot more to play for. They play for longer in the domestic cup competitions, plus you have what, 7-8 of them in European tournaments. 24, I'm just fed up of playing Tuesday night games, yeah, in the championship. I'd prefer to be in the EPL trophy or whatever they're calling it this year and actually have a chance of going on to win something and playing less games in the championship when you know it's just a stalemate.
I think even fans are bored of Tuesday night games. You, yep, see with the attendances, especially at our club, on a Saturday it might be 24.5. A Tuesday, it could be as low as 16-17 at Elland Road. Fans can't be bothered. They just can't be. They'd rather listen to it on the radio or check their phones.
It's
cold in the winter in Ipswich,
it
isn't
really
it?
Well, I can only imagine what it's like up in Leeds as well. Yeah.
So, have we had a prediction from you, Callum, where Birmingham are going to finish?
I'm going to go with the safe bet because previous two seasons finished 10th, same amount of points. I'm going for 10th, really nailing my colours to the mess of the season.
It's funny how teams do seem to be dragged to that spot, though.
It's the Gary Rowett factor.
Is it? Okay. Right, we're coming on to Joe. Joe, you're an Ipswich fan. You've been to a few pre-seasons games this year. You've been kind of confident, no?
No.
Have you been hating it?
Yes.
Right.
It's very mediocre, bordering on disaster, if anything. I went to the Charlton game just over a week ago.
Right.
A week ago. Yeah, and that was a 0-0 draw. When you go to a pre-season, you want to see a bit of experimenting, yeah, a little bit of doing something. Even if you lose 4-1, you want to see something happening. You don't want to see a 0-0 draw in a pre-season, especially if you're not playing well. If you've got this powerful defensive performance, then you're quite happy with,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was horrible.
What, you've only signed one player, and that was Grant Ward from Spurs.
We've taken two. Lamar on trial from Swansea.
Oh, that guy from the Fame Academy.
Yeah, that's the one. No, a guy on trial. He was at Swansea last season. He played a couple of times in the Premier League, but he played against Charlton. Legs everywhere. Put in a good shift. Left midfielder. Yeah, wasn't anything to look at. We've taken Grant Ward, who was on loan at Rotherham last season. 41 games or something, 2 goals.
21-year-old, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good,
a 3-year deal as well. And Rotherham fans sounded pretty devastated that they didn't get to keep him as well. And then the other one, we've taken Adam Webster from Portsmouth, centre half, still only 21. I think he might be 22 now, but 21 when he signed a month ago. We had a young player, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, called Matthew Clark, centre half, who was supposed to be our next big thing. He went on loan to Portsmouth, played in every game with Webster, made this formidable partnership at the back for, yeah, Portsmouth last year, and they played pretty well. And then we gave them £750,000 plus Matthew Clark in a swap deal for Adam Webster. So I thought, oh well, this Webster must be pretty promising.
Must be decent, yeah.
Went on to their Instagram, all of their social media, and they were shouting and cheering a lot about the fact that they've taken the better player plus £750,000. Yeah, so yeah, it's not too promising.
In the English media, Mick McCarthy is lauded as this some sort of championship god, and like a team in the Premier League, if they want stability, get Mick McCarthy, and he's always about 9-10-1 to get a job in the Premier League. Why do pundits seemingly like him, and you and your fans seemingly, it's becoming hatred, you're bored of him,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, it's dislike. And it's frustrating as well because you don't want to dislike him.
Yeah.
But because you know that he's a stable, stable man. We're not going to get relegated, which is dull, because something's got to happen. We've been in the championship since the championship began, plus 2 years before that. We've been in the longest running team in that division.
You must like it then.
Yeah, no, I did. And it is the fourth best league in the world.
Yeah.
But Mick McCarthy has this incredible way of not losing heavily to anybody, if losing at all. And the problem is, he's not very good at winning. I don't know if it's
Doesn't want to win. He'd rather not risk losing.
He knows his strengths, and his strengths, unfortunately, are never going to make anything out of nothing, and nothing is what we've got.
Apart from finishing, what was it, sixth?
Yeah, we got sixth.
A couple of seasons ago, that was pretty much finished under Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, yep. Seventh last season, but that was kind of one of them where...
But you were miles off Sheffield Wednesday.
Yep.
It just looks good on paper, but not actual.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got a star player that you'd single out in your squad that does well under McCarthy, though, that you like watching?
I wouldn't say, because they've not played enough under McCarthy because of injuries.
Right.
But two players that we've got, if we can keep them fit, then we've got a strong chance of finishing top half of the table.
Yeah.
And possibly even doing the same as last year and finishing seventh, somewhere around there. That's Teddy Bishop, young players in the England under-20s now, I believe. Got a call up for the under-21s, but picked up an injury. And then David McGoldrick, just oozes class. The issue is, he plays three games, scores two goals, has 15 games out, and then comes back and does the same thing again.
It's such a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, because he's a quality player.
Yeah. Well,
let's move on to you. Leeds United. Where did you finish last season then?
13th.
What did you make of your season last season? Because how many managers did you have? Like 5, 6?
I want to just start by just saying, like, the word, like, Groundhog Day. It just feels like we're stuck in a cycle at Leeds United where we sell our best young players and then bring in a load of loan players for this manager. And then he's sacked after a handful of games, and then these loan players are sent back because they're not needed, and then the money for the amazing talent that we've had, the likes of Lewis Cook, who's gone to Bournemouth, Sam Byram's gone to West Ham, Charlie Taylor's just handed in a transfer request, the club say we're knocking that back, we're keeping the player, he'll be gone as soon as the price comes, he'll be gone, and we'll get some loan in, and where will that money go? It'll go into Massimo Cellino's pocket. I hate being a Leeds fan. I hate it.
Well, I mean, if people heard your rant last year, they'll understand that.
Yeah, the stuff, you can go to the back catalogue of the Football Hour, and it's just so boring. I just feel like it's just exactly the same each year.
I think that's the scariest thing for me about the Championship now. Obviously, Leeds have been in the Championship for a long time now, and the division below. You thought you were going to have that spark and get going, but then teams started dropping from the Premier League. The likes that we've got this year of Newcastle, Aston Villa, Fulham came down, and I think this is their last chance while they've still got a little bit of cash to go out and take it by storm. But then you've got players, the selling clubs, the Leeds, the Birmingham, the Ipswich, who are all relatively, well, Leeds and Birmingham, Leeds huge, Birmingham pretty big, Ipswich quite a big club with a good history. And the problem is that they're just getting further and further away from the top 4, 5, 6, 7 teams in the Championship.
I don't understand. Leeds fans say that we have to sell these players because you just can't compete with the Premier League money or the parachute payments. Well, how can Derby spend money on players? How can Brighton spend money on players? Yep.
Investment, I guess. That's the only explanation.
It's complete.
But where do they get the pull to bring those players in?
Well, yeah, it's just... I just think it's ambition.
Yeah.
These clubs are ambitious. And I just feel like each one of our teams are going to be left behind. Because there's so much money floating. Newcastle have signed Kieran Clark for $5 million. Who else have they bought this year?
Why do they want him?
They spent about $30 million in a transfer window if Diame and Clark go through, because you got $5 million on Clark, about $5 million on Diame. You got $10 million for Richie, about $10 million for Gale.
There's $10 million plus for those last two players as well. And what is that saying about the Championship, that a team can spend $30 million?
And they can attract these Premier League players.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Dwight Gale's on a great bit of form coming to the end of last season.
Are we creating a Premier League where there's these elite clubs?
And I think that's the thing, that dropping down to 20 teams is going to make it further and further apart. It's going to be a Premier League too, isn't it? That's it.
The worst thing is, like, as you said, this is literally our last season before we can go up, because this will be our third season, so parachute payments are literally going to stop. But the worst thing that annoys me is Fulham fans said that, oh, our owner doesn't invest. We had a transfer embargo. That literally means we are investing.
That kind of stops you from investing.
But I mean, because we've spent a fair bit of money since we've come down. So we paid, like, what, about $10 million for McCormack, probably, with all the add-ons. I mean, last summer, we probably spent about $6 or $7 million. We've probably spent about $5 million so far. If you said that about 5 years ago in the Championship, that's a lot of money to be spending.
But it's even to the point, how much did you spend on Matt Smith?
Matt Smith
800,000.
Yeah, 800,000.
So 800,000. And that was kind of just a, it could work, it might not work. We'll just throw a little bit of cash at it because we can get. You look at Ipswich, and this is going to be the last season that Fulham could possibly do it. You look at Ipswich, and I'm guessing Leeds as well. We've just spent 700,000 and 750,000 on two players. And I'm not kidding you, there was almost a party in the town square.
Well, this is it. For Leeds, getting a player on loan and paying his wages, that is a £10 million signing. But other clubs are making £10 million signings. It's wrong. It's quite scary because whoever comes down, they've just got such an advantage over every other club in the league. And to me, I know it sounds weird, but it's just clearly not fair.
Yeah, and maybe that's where you need Mick McCarthy. We can't challenge with the big boys in terms of spending money, but maybe with his guile and his knowledge of the Championship, that could keep us there.
And you've got the likes of Wolves now, their brand new owner, who's they're like, they were linked with signing a player from Benfica, Talisca, for £25 million. I was like, one, that's just not going to happen. But if they'd been linked with a player like that, I mean, they've been linked with like very expensive signings because their owner is literally so loaded. And I mean, Wolves, they were always a yo-yo club, but I mean, they got two relegations on the bounce, was it, when they, and then they're obviously back in the Championship now. But it is definitely our last season because we're not going to have much money. Luckily we're selling McCormack for like 10-15 million pounds, so he's going to have that money to spend, because like Jokanovic just said, he still wants to sign another five or six players.
Who are you linked with though? I've not seen Fulham linked with anybody.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the thing. We haven't been linked with any strikers, which is, I mean, there's a guy from League 2, the second tier in the French League, who got like 8 goals in 18 games. But I know Kodja came down from League 2 and he's a quality player, but that's because he got like 26 goals in his last season. But we've been linked with midfielders. I'm like, we don't need any more. We need wingers, but not central midfielders. Like, we've been playing wingers in pre-season, and then we sell like our only other winger apart from our signing, Florida Ita. We've loaned George Williams out, the apparently Welsh person from Milton Keynes, to Milton Keynes Dons, and it's, I don't know why we loaned him out, if we're going to be playing wingers, because we might end up pushing Tom Kearney out wide again.
The money's running out, clearly.
Yeah.
That's why, the money's running out. But, and we're going to experience more teams, I feel, like Portsmouth, they're going to have to go into administration if they don't get it right. Because a club like Newcastle, if they don't get it right, a lot of pundits are saying Villa could be like Wigan, and they just drop down the league, even though they've just spent 15 million on Ross McCormack. But he finished 20th. I know he scores loads of goals. I love Ross McCormack, but it might just not work.
He isn't a striker who, he just gets you goals. He isn't necessarily part of a team. Like we said on the Middlesbrough podcast, they went off and he didn't have what anyone getting over like 10 goals or 10, 15 goals, because they were just a really good team. I mean, Ross McCormack forces you to play around him.
Cause will he captain Villa? Because he's captain everybody else has been at. Just walked in,
no,
and
they
taken
signed
the
Elf. Is it Tommy Elf?
Yeah, Tommy Elphick from Bournemouth.
Good signing.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was like £3-5 million.
I think he might be their captain. But Callum, have you got an opinion on this sort of diversity between spending in the clubs?
Well, you talk about teams potentially doing a Portsmouth. I mean, we got relegated from the Premier League 5 years ago. Even with the parachute payments, the highest amount of money we've spent on any player since relegation was 1.5 million for Diego Fabbrini last season.
Right.
This season, our kind of quest to sign a striker hasn't happened because we can't afford £400,000 for Dundee's Greg Stewart. And we're meant to be aiming for a playoff push.
Yeah.
So the disparity between like finances and the Championship is ridiculous. And like you said, our neighbours Villa spending £15 million.
When they've already got Jordan Ayew and Rudy Gusted. Because,
plus Gabriele Bondelhor.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
They didn't exactly need to sign another striker. He would have fit in at Norwich, I think, a lot better. Because Rudiger said when he was at Blackburn, he was ridiculous. And Di Matteo has said Jordan Ayew staying.
What we're saying, if you're a Newcastle Villa fan, be really positive about these Champions. If we had fans from them club, they'd probably be in here like buzzing about the Championship season. We might win a few games.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to batter these Birminghams and Fulhams. We're going to have a top season and get back to the Premier League. You know, Kushti, win it. Maybe like Leicester. But we're just depressed.
Yeah, but if we move on from being depressed by our own club and talk about what we actually think is going to happen in the Championship this season. We start off with you, Alex.
I'm Yorkshire boy, support Leeds. I think Leeds is the biggest club in Yorkshire. But the club currently run like properly and well is Sheffield Wednesday. They're meant to be my rivals, but I can't talk highly enough about the club and how they've developed, the transfers they're making since last season, signing Forestieri. They took Tom Leeds from us. Forestieri He's one of the best players I've ever seen in the Championship.
Oh, without a doubt.
Brilliant
classy.
Number 10, can score goals, who's quick, got a bit of aggression in him. They've kept him. They've brought in Abdi from Watford.
Who was ridiculous when Watford got promoted.
Yeah, they've got Fletcher. Sunderland.
Fletcher, yeah.
How many goals could he score in the Championship? You just don't know. And with the supply line of Forestieri behind him, you've got Tom Lees at the back, you've got seemingly a great manager.
Carvajal.
Yeah, really good manager. Sam Hutchinson in the middle. Yep.
Who's their goalkeeper?
The Irish guy,
Kieran Westwood.
I've got them finishing champions. Sheffield Wednesday are champions. Newcastle coming second. Just because I just feel the size of the club and sort of the transfers that they're making. If they don't do it, I think it's one of them things. If they don't do it, that they know the consequences. So I think they'll do it. And then in the playoffs, I think Norwich, they're just a steady team that know what to do in the Championship. So they're my top three. Dom?
My two teams, same as yours, just the other way around. I think Newcastle win the league.
Okay.
And then Sheffield Wednesday in second. Playoff teams were Norwich, Villa, Brighton and Derby.
We need to stop agreeing with each other.
And I don't know, but playoffs, I'm going to go with Villa.
Oh, okay.
Going to go with Villa. Getting a very nice handshake there.
It wasn't the head, was it?
From the
Birmingham
wave.
Fan. Was that a Birmingham wave? Was that
what
you said?
Yeah, that's how we wave in Birmingham.
Right, so what are you thinking, Callum?
You know what? I know I made that gesture at you, but I've actually got them to finish second and get automatically promoted to the Premier League. So let's pretend that never happened. But to win the league, I'm going to agree Newcastle, because if they don't walk this league...
With their manager as well, Rafa Benitez.
A manager who is probably the greatest to ever grace the Championship, if we're being honest. Like, he's one of the top managers in the world. Shouldn't be managing a Championship.
I don't know,
club.
Steve Evans.
Well, Steve Evans is up
I mean,
there,
he was a transfer analysing the Pogba move on Sky Sports the other day, you know. What he knows about Premier League football, you know.
I'm sure he scouted him for Leeds, if you ask him as
sure,
well.
I'm sure. So... The 1-2-3 again.
Newcastle to win the league.
Yeah.
Villa sadly to finish second, and I think Sheffield Wednesday to go up through the
playoffs. All right, got it, Callum. Joe?
Pretty similar. I think the top two, on paper, it has to be Newcastle and Aston Villa, and I think they will ultimately do it as well. I think they're going to have enough class. They've got a couple of decent managers in there that know about football. They've got some experience behind them, and they've now signed players that are Championship players, and I think that will help a lot. You look at the Dwight Gayle and Matt Ritchie, two big signings from the Premier League, but they've both put in a lot of game
and
time
before
in the Championship.
Yeah.
But then I've got a little curveball for you. I think they're going to make playoffs, and I hope that they're the ones that go up. But Bristol City.
Wow.
I think.
Well, they've always got goals in Codger. He guarantees you 20 goals a season.
But so of course him, yeah. But then Lee Tomlin as well. Luke Freeman, I've watched him. It was one of the games I managed to get to the Bristol City game. And just good on the ball. And I'm not going to say he was great, but he was good on the ball.
I love
then,
the curveball, Joe. I'm
Flint,
liking this.
Flint is good as well. I know Bristol City fans. City fans that are just Adam Flint. He is their hero.
He gets you a fair few goals as well.
Yeah,
Flint.
He's big. Is he centre-half, ball-playing centre-half?
Goal-scoring like centre-half.
Yeah.
Ball-playing, he does everything.
Legend.
Flint.
I like that.
Wolves.
We're
going
to come back
Wolves
to that. We're going to edit that later. Well, in 12 months' time when they get the playoffs and they're up. Have we done this whole podcast calling the league the wrong name? Isn't it the EF? We've just called it the Championship the whole way. We're not changing.
Called the Championship, though. So I think it's the EFL English Football League Championship.
Cardiff are in a division. I mean, that.
So we're in a league we don't even know. With teams we despise.
It's still the Premiership as well, isn't it?
Right, well, I've got to say thanks to Joe. Thanks to Callum. Dom, you've been brilliant as always. I've been Alex Mearns. You've been listening to the Football Hour EFL Championship Preview. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to the Football Hour on iTunes. Just click that subscribe button. Thank you very much. Cheers for listening. Goodbye.
Remember to visit our website, thefootballhour.com, for all our latest podcasts and articles.